local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in on a Thursday, making us part of your afternoon and evening. We certainly appreciate it. Joe and Austin with you for the next 47 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today, December 14th, 2023. The text line always open, 850-437-1620. And the traffic line had a busy hour number one. It's 850-2626-111. Getting us started right off the bat with our top three stories today. The latest from Israel, White House officials meeting with Israeli leaders today as tensions a little bit higher between the U.S. and Israel. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller was asked about whether they've been assessing whether Israel's been following international law in the war with Hamas.
We are monitoring. We are collecting information. As we do in every conflict, we are engaged in conversations with the Israeli government about steps that they can take to minimize civilian harm.
Well, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushing back against criticism of the war effort, saying that they'll continue fighting until Israel reaches victory and nothing less. Also, the UN says roughly 90% of the Gaza population has been displaced by relentless bombing, and about a million people are facing starvation. In a statement yesterday, the Palestinian Health Ministry says that vaccinations for children are dwindling in Gaza, and that running out of vaccines will have catastrophic repercussions on the spread of diseases. And finally, Iran is warning against the creation of a proposed U.S.-led international task force to protect shipping in the Red Sea. Iranian media reports that the nation's defense minister says any such force would face extraordinary problems in a region where Iran has predominance. The U.S. announced last week that they were starting talks to set up a multinational force after a flurry of recent attacks on shipping by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels based in Yemen. A lot going on there. That's our top three stories today. 5:15, we'll get our first check this hour of the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are on North Blue Angel Parkway, traveling westbound towards the intersection with Mobile Highway, expect some issues there. Also, if you're on Pine Forest Road, traveling either north or southbound, really, between I-10 and West 9 Mile, we've got some issues in that area as well. Traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Burgess Road, and if you're at the intersection of North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road, those areas are giving us a lot of problems. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street as well. So a lot going on in this area. North Davis Highway traveling southbound towards Olive Road. That's going to give you some trouble also. And then moving on to Santa Rosa County, if you are traveling westbound trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton on Caroline Street, expect some issues there.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our Channel 3 First Warning weather forecast.
Heading through the night, skies will be mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the 40s. Sunshine is back on Friday with highs in the 60s. Very nice weather. Over the weekend, it's not going to rain all weekend, but there's a high chance for rain, especially on Saturday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now 63, cooling down to 49 overnight tonight with cloudy skies. Sunshine tomorrow, 64 for your Friday. High surf advisory in effect until Saturday night. Taking a look at our local headlines right now, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Top story today in local headlines, a Pensacola man will be placed in a residential treatment facility rather than jail after pleading no contest to charges tied to the abuse of his mother. That according to the PNJ. Christopher Asmar's charges were dropped from two counts of attempted murder to third-degree felony, abusing an elderly or disabled adult, and two counts of battery. While he was sentenced to almost a year in each charge, the plea agreement will place Asmar in the Phoenix House in Citra, Florida. The facility specializes in helping those with substance abuse and mental health disorders. Santa Rosa County Commission meeting this morning, a Milton father pleading for change following his son's tragic death earlier this fall. Robert McKenney addressed the board, calling for safety measures at the intersection of Byram and Magnolia Streets. It was there in October when his 14-year-old son, Myson, was struck and later died.
There's also a miniature Christmas tree that his 15-year-old brother put there so Myson would have his own Christmas tree. I believe had there been a four-way stop in place, Myson would be celebrating the holidays with us and not in a charm hanging around my neck.
McKenney says with Milton High School, a community center, and bike and skate parks nearby, pedestrians are constantly there. Santa Rosa Commissioner Kerry Smith says that they are currently looking for ways to make it safer. Local reaction here with the $886 billion bill authorizing military spending that was passed by the House after the Senate cleared it yesterday. But Congressman Matt Gaetz speaking out in opposition to, and he was one of the no votes.
This bill is insufficient to deal with the structural challenges that we have at the Department of Defense, where they have veered substantially left. There is good in the bill, but it does not deserve an affirmative vote with this just absolutely unnecessary and uncalled for extension of spying authorities that we already know have been abused.
Now, some of the good that's in the bill include pay raises for service members. It also includes procurement of new weapons and missile defense systems, as well as other national security priorities. And going back to Santa Rosa County, we touched on this a couple of days ago after the committee meeting, and again yesterday, the change to public forum and how much public will be able to speak at meetings is changing, with a new commission chairman, Sam Parker, taking the reins from Colton Wright. And Commissioner Parker is opting to do a flat 4 minute per person at their public comment portion. But once the agenda meeting starts, there will be no more public comment on agenda items. So people who register to speak can have 4 minutes to say whatever they want, and then nothing after that.
Here in the meeting, there may have two or three agenda items that I want to provide input for, but I have to take these and I have to compress them down into my 4 minutes over here. And by the time you get to those agenda items over here, maybe an hour later, what I said is forgotten. That's why we want to be able to speak in the regular meeting as well. It's important that we be heard then.
That from Bill Hayden, who was one of several speakers speaking out against the new changes. Many people saying that communicating with the commissioners is not easy. Several people saying they don't routinely get emails or calls back. 520 right now when we return, back with state and national headlines on a busy Thursday. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Don't forget who the real enemy is. He is described in 1 Peter 5:8, where the Bible says, "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is the diabolical one. He is as a roaring lion who is prowling around the neighborhood, seeking whom he may devour spiritually. Inside a home, a brother and sister or a husband and a wife may be arguing, maybe slamming doors and yelling. But the moment that they recognize that there's a prowler outside the house, petty differences and the argument disappear, and the family unites as one to protect their home. So it is God's call on His children to be sober and vigilant and resist the real enemy, the devil, and he will flee from you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system, with its modern compact design, will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
Christmas is in the air at Pensacola Hardware, and we're ready to get you started on your way to a wonderful holiday season. From indoor to outdoor kitchen accessories and accents, we've got the perfect gifts for everyone on your list, with two websites to help you find what you need. Our contractor site is an excellent resource for supplies or quotes on larger projects, while our housewares and gift sites let you order online from our wide selection to ship or pick up in store. Fill your gift list this Christmas at Pensacola Hardware. Find us at PensacolaHardware.com and PensacolaHardware.net.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Darren Costello from Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. We carry a wide variety of selections of meats, cheeses, and wines. If you're looking for some fine cuts of meats, ask Dale. Talk to Justin. Talk to Darren. We're here for you and your holiday needs. From turkeys and hams and cheeses and meats, we have it all. Looking to give back this season? Ask about the Kimberly Tower Foundation. Come in and talk to Christy Costello or Danielle.
Please be sure to stop in and visit us here at Costello's for all your holiday needs this season.
Happy holidays.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the announcement yesterday that the House is going to be conducting an impeachment investigation into President Biden. We also talked about a little Milton City Council melodrama theater that took place last Tuesday during the installation of a new board member. That was at the beginning of the 6 o'clock hour. Midway through the 6 o'clock hour, we talked about the vote by the Escambia County Commission to pay $90,000 to a former county employee who was terminated. You can find all of those segments at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 525 here. We're going to get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Torgerson Causey. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com for more information. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, Pine Forest Road's giving us a lot of trouble if you're heading northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, or if you're actually heading southbound coming from West 9 Mile, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 westbound there. We've got a lot of issues in those areas. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard, approaching where you merge with North Palafox Street, that is giving us all the more issues as well. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, that's also a problem. Sticking with the North Palafox Street trend, the intersection of East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street still looking rather backed up at the moment. In Santa Rosa County, if you are in the downtown Milton area, whether it be on Caroline Street westbound trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown, or if you are heading into downtown traveling eastbound on Caroline Street coming from the Glover Lane area, we've got some issues there as well.
All right, thank you very much. Right now down to 63 degrees, 49, the low tonight with mostly cloudy skies, breezy as well. Sunshine on tap for Friday, high of around 64 degrees tomorrow night, 56, and a 20% chance of a shower, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. Around the state of Florida today, the man who Google searched how to kill someone with a knife has been found guilty in the stabbing death of his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend. Randall Brown was accused of stabbing the 39-year-old victim more than 80 times before setting the victim's home on fire. The ex-girlfriend is also charged with accessory after the fact, after investigators say she helped Brown escape arrest.
And initial filings for unemployment benefits are down in Florida. New jobless claims, which are a barometer for the health of the labor market, dropped to about 5,800 for the week ending December 9th. That's down from about 6,200 from the previous week.
Also in state headlines, a murder trial underway in Leon County for a man accused of killing the brother of former Florida Democratic Party Chair Manny Diaz. Stephen Yinger is accused of strangling Jorge Diaz Johnston and dumping his body in a trash bin outside the Tallahassee apartment they shared in January of 2022. Around the nation, a bill authorizing a record $886 billion in annual military spending is now headed to President Biden's desk, the House passing the National Defense Authorization Act this morning. Heard earlier this hour, audio from Congressman Matt Gaetz, one of the no votes on that.
Oh, I thought you were going to play an audio clip. My bad. A 13-year-old Ohio boy is charged with planning a mass shooting at a synagogue. He's charged with inducing panic and disorderly conduct, both misdemeanors, after allegedly sharing a detailed plan online to carry out a shooting at the Temple Israel in Canton.
Happy trails to former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Do not be fearful if you believe your philosophy brings people more freedom. Do not be fearful that you could lose your job over it.
Making his final speech on the House floor as he is retiring at the end of the year.
That's bold. The White House is weighing in on the impeachment inquiry that was voted on by the House yesterday.
What happened to the funding to Ukraine? You just asked me about Ukraine. They haven't been able to get that done. They haven't been able to help us fix what's going on at the border.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters today that there's zero evidence of wrongdoing by the president. She added that House Republicans are pursuing impeachment while doing little on Ukraine aid and border security.
A quick recap of our top three stories dominated by the Middle East as White House and Israel. Tensions may be a little bit higher in recent days as there have been questions as to whether Israel is following international law in the war with Hamas. UN officials say about 90% of Gaza's population is now displaced by the relentless bombing, and about a million people are facing starvation. Also, Iran is warning against the creation of a proposed U.S.-led international task force that would help protect vessels that are doing business in the Red Sea. Of course, there has been a recent string of attacks by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels over in Yemen. Iran flexing their muscles a bit, saying that, hey, if there is any such force, they would face extraordinary problems in a region where Iran has predominance. That's a recap of our top three stories today. We've got our Fox News update coming up next. When we're back, looking at the world of sports tonight and health, business, and science news, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Graham. Israeli forces continue to attack Hamas as a top White House official meets with Israel's prime minister.
Intensifying fighting here. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan walking right into a political and strategic maelstrom. Meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu and others, saying afterwards he discussed with Israel about pulling back its brutal offensive. Mid reported rifts between the White House and Israel about tactics.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Tel Aviv. President Biden is praising new steps to bring down drug prices. He's also accusing pharmaceutical companies of overcharging Americans.
Finally, after all these years, beat Big Pharma when I signed the Inflation Reduction Act.
Speaking today at the National Institutes of Health, the president announced the first rebates drug makers are required to pay to Medicare if drug prices go up faster than the rate of inflation. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Lennar sailed past expectations in reporting fiscal fourth quarter results after today's closing bell. The home builder posted a profit of $4.82 a diluted share and revenue of $11 billion. But investors could be disappointed with Lennar's margins. Its shares are sliding 3.5% in after-hours trading. Costco's new fiscal year got off to a strong start. The warehouse club retailer's profit, $3.58 a share, handily topped expectations. locations, and same-store sales rose 3.8%, about as expected. Costco also announced a special cash dividend of $15 a share. Its stock is up 1.5% in late trading. In the day's regular session, stocks continued their winning ways, with the Dow Jones Industrials notching a second straight fresh closing high. The blue chip index up 158 points today. The S&P 500 added 12. The NASDAQ Composite was up 27. The market well on its way to a sixth straight positive week. That's your money now.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Bills offensive lineman Deion Dawkins recently said this to me about the NFL refs.
We can get fined for little things that go on. I just feel like everybody should be held accountable. If they throw a flag and it's holding and we review it and it's not holding, they should get fined.
Regardless if you believe NFL refs should be fined or not for making the wrong call, I highly doubt the NFL would ever consider doing that. I'm Zach Gill.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime non-drowsy coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime. Tonight, it's a classic AFC West matchup when the Los Angeles Chargers travel to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon, live from Las Vegas. It's the Chargers and the Raiders on Thursday Night Football, and it's on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hi, this is Tom Baudette from Manger 6. We know you've been traveling a lot this holiday season, and you've probably been told there's no room at the inn. Well, that's just not the case here at Manger 6.
This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a super Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Morgan, Promotion Assistant for CAG Country, wishing you a Happy Holidays and a Merry Christmas.
This is Tom Baudette from Manger 6 reminding you there's always room at this inn. We'll even leave a star out for you.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We will get another check of the roads and weather. If you are looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, you will see that we are dealing with some issues at the intersection of Creighton Road and North 9th Avenue. Hopefully that will not be holding you up too much, though. It seems to not be too severe at the moment. The same cannot be said, however, for the intersection of East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street. That is still giving us a lot of issues at this time. Same can be said about Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling north or southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, you're still going to have a lot of issues there. And traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard has only worsened since I last covered it. If you're traveling northbound near where it merges with North Palafox Street, you could encounter a lot of issues in that area. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, downtown Milton's the talk of the town over there. If you are traveling on Caroline Street throughout downtown Milton, or if you're traveling westbound trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've got a lot of congestion in those areas.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight. Lows will be down in the 40s. Nice and sunny for the most part on Friday with highs in the 60s. This weekend, there's a chance for rain. The most likely time it will rain will be Saturday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. We are currently at 63 degrees. Overnight low tonight's going to be 49, mostly cloudy. Sunshine on tap for Friday with a high of 64. Rain into the picture, as you heard there, mainly Saturday night into Sunday. High surf advisory does remain in effect through the weekend. So be mindful there if you're headed out to the water. 538 here at News Radio 92.3. Before we get to our sports update and what's happening in the world of sports tonight, this was brought to my attention just a few minutes ago. I have a number of friends who work at Navy Federal Credit Union. I live very close. CNN did a report on mortgage lending, a disparity in applications that are being approved for white applicants versus black applicants. I was like, oh, okay. It says, and I'll just read this verbatim. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's too long. I'll post it on our News Radio Facebook page. It says, quote, the largest credit union in the U.S. has the widest disparity in mortgage approval rates between white and black borrowers of any major lender, a trend that reached new heights last year, a CNN analysis found. Navy Federal Credit Union, which lends to military service members and veterans, approved more than 75% of the white borrowers who applied for a new conventional home purchase mortgage in 2022, according to the most recent data available from the CFPB. But less than 50% of black borrowers who applied for the same type of loan were approved, while many banks also approved white applicants at higher rates than black borrowers, the nearly 29% percentage point gap in Navy Federal's approval rate was the widest of any of the 50 lenders that originated the most mortgage loans last year. Disparity remains even among white and black applicants who had similar incomes and debt-to-income ratios. Notably, Navy Federal approved a slightly higher percentage of applications from white borrowers making less than $62,000 a year than it did of black borrowers making $140,000 or more. And it goes on and on and on. It's got a couple of interviews of a black business owner. Bill Pearson, who used to work at Channel 3 as a reporter, then he was a Escambia County spokesperson, and then he worked over, and then he moved over to Navy Federal to kind of lead their PR. Says, quote, Navy Federal Credit Union is committed to equal and equitable lending practices and strict adherence to all fair lending laws. Employee training, fair lending, statistical testing, third-party evaluations, and compliance reviews are embedded in our lending practices to ensure fairness across the board. Pearson says that CNN's analysis, quote, does not accurately reflect our practices because it did not account for major criteria required by any financial institution to approve a mortgage loan, such as credit score, available cash deposits, and relationship history with the lender. So it goes on. Like I said, I'll post it on our Facebook page, but pretty interesting there, obviously. Navy Federal, one of, if not the largest employer in the area, and a behemoth of a mortgage operation that they have over there. So I thought that was interesting. 542 now. We'll take a look at what's going on in the world of sports. Austin, what's going on tonight?
All right. Well, as you said in our last hour when we covered this, this actually happened, I think, on, was it Monday it was? Or Tuesday?
What are we talking about?
Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday.
Yes. Golden State Warriors forward Draymond Green. He's known for being a bit of a rascal on the court.
That's putting it mildly.
Yes. He, the other day, essentially just rocked Suns center Yusuf Nurkic in the face, and he has since been suspended indefinitely. Allegedly, he will be required to meet certain league and term conditions before he returns to play. This is the sixth time Green has been suspended by the league. And Joe, you said this. I mean, who's to say that he's actually going to meet those conditions?
We're not going to know until he's back on the floor.
Yeah, and who's to say that he's learned anything? I mean, this is a guy who's been suspended several occasions. He's been fined several occasions. He's just a hothead, and there's no place for that in the NBA, and that's why they're cracking down. They're saying it's time, you know, it's time to mix it up a bit because he's clearly not getting it. So I hope it works out for his sake. As I think I referenced this when we touched on it earlier, I don't want there to be another Vontaze Burfict situation where he just gets suspended indefinitely and then we never see or hear from him again. I mean, because Draymond Green's a far better basketball player than that, and it's a shame that he's accomplished what he has, yet he's still known as being a jerk. I mean, you just, come on, get it together. Also, on Thursday Night Football, on Amazon Prime, kickoff at around 7:15, the Raiders host the Chargers, and Joe, I can see you right there. You are sitting on the edge of your seat, buddy. This is going to be the greatest game of the year. You just know it.
It's not going to be. Because it's Thursday Night Football, number one. The Raiders are... the Raiders lost a game 3-0 less than 6 days ago. The Chargers do not have Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen, arguably their two best players.
Backbone to their offense,
so
yes.
This is going to be a clown show, I think.
I could see this being like 6-3. I could see it being one of those. Good. That's going to be my score prediction.
You still got Davante Adams, who I think, yeah, I mean, he's a star player there. But other than that, and I mean, unless you're gambling on this thing or you've got your fantasy football playoffs and you unfortunately have a Raider or a Charger that you have to play, I see no reason to watch this. But. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's probably going to be a snooze fest. But as I said, hopefully it'll be chaotic in a good way, and it's actually kind of competitive once we get down to the final stretch. The Super Bowl will be heading back to Los Angeles in 2027. After hosting the game in 2022, NFL owners awarded Super Bowl 61 to SoFi Stadium again yesterday. It'll be in the middle of a three-year run where Los Angeles will be a host for the World Cup in 2026, the Super Bowl in 2027, and the Olympics in 2028. It's 5:45 here on Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, getting you another check of the roads and weather. So looking at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, still Pine Forest Road giving us a lot of issues. If you're traveling north or southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, if you are anywhere in that area, you are going to be experiencing some problems. Same can be said for Pensacola Boulevard. If you're traveling northbound near where it merges with North Palafox Street, we've still got some backups in that area, though it was looking worse earlier, I want to say. The intersection of North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road still causing some issues, but nothing too major. Lastly, Santa Rosa County. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, that is still severely congested.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at our weather forecast right now, 63 degrees currently, 49 overnight tonight with cloudy skies. Sunshine tomorrow, 64, mostly cloudy Friday night with a low of 56. Alan, in his report, saying that the highest chance for rain is going to be Saturday night, so be mindful there. Saturday's high, 63, and 61 on Sunday. 5:46 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Couple of health, business, and science notes today. For those who really love their Doritos, I love Doritos.
All right.
There's now a nacho-flavored alcohol that Doritos has teamed up with the Empirical Beverage Company to create an alcohol that tastes like a Doritos chip. The distilled beverage is made with actual Dorito chips. It's available for a limited time. Doritos recommends using the beverage to make a Bloody Mary or margarita, and it's available online for $65 a bottle.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not buying that.
Yes.
I mean, I can't speak for you, Joe. Can't speak for anyone but myself. But I'm not much of a drinker, personally. Yeah. I think, like, oh, this certain flavored alcohol, it's like, okay, yeah, it may have a bit of a hint of that, but it's still going to taste like booze, and I'm not much of a drinker. So it's like, I'm not spending $65 for this just to gag. I'm not doing that. Pope Francis is calling for a binding international treaty to govern the development and use of artificial intelligence. In a message for the upcoming World Day of Peace on January 1st, the pontiff warned that while AI could lead to fantastic progress, it could also usher in, quote, a technological dictatorship.
And also, NASA's Voyager 1 spacecraft and its mission team on Earth have lost communication. Engineers are working on the computer glitch. The 46-year-old probe is the furthest spacecraft from Earth, and its data system seems to be stuck on repeat. They first noticed the problem a month ago when Voyager 1 started sending Earth a repeating looped pattern of ones and zeros. The team sends commands to the probe to restart the flight data system, but so far there's been no usable data back. All right. And plus-size TikTokers are praising Southwest Airlines. I don't know why you're so upset about this.
This helps you. No, it doesn't. First of all, I'm not. I'm big. I can fit into it. You know what? No, I'm going to let you go ahead. Go ahead. Finish.
All right. So there's a new, quote, customer of size policy, which allows overweight passengers to request a complimentary seat and forces the flight staff to accommodate, even if that means kicking others with tickets off of the flight. Could you imagine being on a full flight from Pensacola to Atlanta, totally booked?
Yeah.
And you sit next to Austin. You are a fully fit individual, and Austin stands up and demands that the Get seat up. Next to him be used because of his spatial or lack thereof. Of his spatial movement because his body is encroaching and spilling over the armrest. And you have to get off and you get pushed back. Well, it's going to happen. You know what's going to happen.
No, it's not, for starters.
Well, not you, personally.
I would hope not. The thing is, it's like, you know how whenever like a notable female does something, you'll see women on social media and they'll say, she's giving women a bad name. Or like when men do something, they're giving men a bad name.
Right.
It's like, this is giving people of size a bad name. Like I feel like this is just so bad. You can't.
You're going to apologize on behalf of all. What is the phrase?
Large people.
No,
that's
not
using.
It. Customer of size. People of size.
Yes, all plus size TikTokers. All customers of size. All of you out there. I'm speaking for all of us when I say this is stupid. I don't know. I just think that there is a sense of entitlement there. It even says it in the script. Are entitled to an extra seat. That's crazy.
Yeah, I agree. 5:50, we will take a break there, come back with some wacky stories and good news. Of course, we'll let Austin cool down here for a couple minutes.
I need it.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Beret has been there for my family, I feel like, through every milestone. And so when this stage of life started coming up, I just knew that Beret was the only option.
I came in here nervous. I saw the ring and I was like, yep, I know that's it. That's the one for her. It's beautiful. It's just as special as she is. And it means a lot more than just will you marry me. It's just something that words can't describe.
That was so cute.
From all of us at Beret Jewelers,
happy holidays.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. Ohio.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming.
Song is actually quite appropriate for one of our wacky stories.
Really?
I don't know if you intended to do that on purpose, but if you did, that's a darn good job out of you there.
No, that was I just like that song, and we haven't played it in a while.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no, that's a
good
one.
we'll have a story of a Grinch in New Mexico coming up here in just a moment, right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. Yes, it is just about 5:55 here on Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3. Looking at the roads here, as we love to see towards the end of hour two, there is not a lot of congestion to report on here right now. We do have an accident report on North Blue Angel Parkway. If you're near Mobile Highway, we've got some issues there. It's causing some minor congestion. Also, Mobile Highway itself traveling northbound towards that intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, just a little ways away from the accident report there. That's still backed up somewhat. Same thing can be said about Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. But other than that, a lot of the congestion is dying down, so hopefully you should not be dealing with too much. In Santa Rosa County, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, still trying to get in over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton, that has greatly lessened as well, but is still present.
Heading through the night, skies will be mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the 40s. Sunshine is back on Friday with highs in the 60s. Very nice weather. Over the weekend, it's not going to rain all weekend, but there's a high chance for rain, especially on Saturday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Tonight, not too bad. 49. Sunshine Friday should be a nice day, probably warming up to around 67. That's where we topped out today. High surf advisory in effect through the weekend. All right, so we do have that Grinch story here. Let me find it. Parents in New Mexico outraged after a street preacher from Texas stood in front of an Albuquerque elementary school dressed as the Grinch and holding up a sign that says, quote, Santa is fake, Jesus is real.
Here, don't touch us. Don't touch me.
Get out of here, bro. Get out of here, bro. It's a school.
There's a police officer right behind you.
Huh? Get out of here.
Yeah, so obviously did not go over well. David Grisham was the man in the Grinch costume there holding up the sign, confronted by angry parents, and he had his sign ripped to shreds Police were there, but said there was nothing they could do because he was on public property and not breaking any laws. So,
yeah.
Austin, your thoughts on that?
Well, a lot of the people, I mean, because we'll see it, unfortunately, around this area. I'm sure a lot of you have seen it as well. If you are traveling, you know, in this area, you'll see people with signs, and they do. They know what they're doing. They know they're controversial, yada, yada, yada. They know people are going to want them to move. So they do pick places that are public property so you can't force them to leave. Sounds like this imbecile, David Grisham, did the same thing. It sounds like he pinpointed where he was going to be, what he was going to do. It's like, it sucks, but, you know, it's his rights.
I can appreciate if there's a message that you would like to give people.
Yeah.
I can also appreciate that there is a tactful and respectful way to go about delivering
Absolutely.
That message, and this particular one fell short there.
Oh, undoubtedly so, yeah. One man's effort to kill a cockroach got quickly out of hand, ending when he accidentally blew up his own apartment. The man, a resident of the Japanese city of Kumamoto, saw a solitary cockroach in his apartment Sunday and started spraying an incredibly massive amount of insecticide everywhere. About a minute later, his heating table ignited the flammable chemicals and it blew out his windows, causing minor injuries. No word on the roach's condition. I'm sure if anything's going to survive that, it's going to be a cockroach, unfortunately.
It definitely survived, I think. A 27-year-old woman got picked up in an Uber at a hotel in Austin, Texas on Sunday. She was heading to the airport and apparently running late. Her name, Niyushu Ofkami.
Yeah.
The driver says that she got upset when she saw how long it was going to take to get there and wanted him to drive faster, which she was not interested in doing, or he wasn't. So out of nowhere, Niyusha grabs the driver's phone and chucks it out the window, which you'd think would just delay her even more, but she had a plan, because when the driver pulled out to grab it, Niyusha hopped in the driver's seat and stole the car. The driver called the cops. Airport security stopped her before she boarded the flight, and they found the car abandoned in front of the Southwest terminal. Niyusha couldn't have been running that late because she still managed to stop at a store inside the airport, buy $120 worth of stuff with the driver's credit card.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And a quick good news story here. A homeless shelter in Portland, Oregon, auctioning off a pair of very expensive Air Jordans that were left there on purpose. It's a gold pair of Air Jordan 3 sneakers. They're based on a shoe Spike Lee commissioned to wear at the 2019 Oscars. A designer confirmed it a real deal, gave them a new custom box. They're valued at over $10,000, but could be sold for up to $20,000.
That's very cool there. That'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. And then we're back with another full rundown of everything happening in your world today.